Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I'd like to join other colleagues in congratulating you on your assumption of the chairmanship of this meeting. Let me assure you of the full support and cooperation of my delegation in bringing this conference to a successful conclusion. Republic of Korea reiterates its strong commitment to the CCW, which strikes a balance between humanitarian considerations and security concerns. I'd like to highlight some general issues here, Mr. President. First of all, we welcome the progress made this year by the group of government experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems. The adoption of the 11 guiding principles and the agreement on the outline for our future efforts towards the 2021 CCW Review Conference are indeed valuable advances. While there are several issues still to be resolved in this meeting, my delegation sincerely hopes that consensus outcome can be reached and the GGE report be endorsed by all high contracting parties. Second, my delegation highly valued the efforts by a number of contracting parties, including Austria, which have been seeking to keep the issue of explosive weapons in populated areas as the focus of attention of the CCW. We also believe that the issue of Motapum warrants greater attention and discussion among high contracting parties. And in this regard, we value the leadership shown by Ireland, among others. Third, my delegation cannot but revisit our common concerns over the Convention's financial stability. The ultimate solution to the long-standing issue lies with each and every high contracting party. All should faithfully implement their treaty obligations, as your non-paper also highlights. Last but not least, my delegation would like to see further attention to be given on emerging issues in the context of rapidly developing science and technology in broader context in the framework of the CCW. This is vital in a sense that science and technology is one of the core drivers of the changing global security environment. And the relevance of the CCW and its annexed protocols, which have served as an important forum to discuss humanitarian implications of the use of certain conventional weapons since the adoption around 40 years ago, still remains high in this changing world. Building on the previous groundworks, we hope that the upcoming 2021 review conference can serve as an excellent opportunity to give a fresh breath of life to the CCW in this front. Mr. President, my delegation would like to reiterate Korea's strong commitment to the CCW and especially to the amended protocol too. I thank you.